In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halachas of basar shenis sa'alim min ha'ayim. The halachas of basar shenis sa'alim min ha'ayim are found in Yerideya Simen Samach Gimel, a very short simen in Shulchan Aruch, two se'ifim. And it's worthwhile to learn through these two se'ifim about this important halacha of basar shenis sa'alim min ha'ayim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Basa ha-nimtza mushloch b'shuk. If you find meat in the street, as our sugya has, so the first thing, the first halacha that the Shulchan Aruch discusses is not yet the halacha basa n'sa'am n'ayim. It's the halacha that we also learn on this Gemara in Daf Tzadikei. The famous Gemara of meat found in the street. How does the halacha determine its status as kosher is not kosher? It's also important to point out that the Chochmas Adam and Klal Chof Zayin Sif Yud Beis says that when we're speaking here about basar shenis sa'alim min ha'ayim, so the Gemara is speaking about meat, but these halachas are not strictly by meat. These halachas are by cheese or by any product that we have the same concerns if it was switched with a non-kosher variety. So again, says the Shulchan Aruch, if meat was found in the street, halach acha harayv, we follow the rayv. They call the parish, meruba parish. We have a rule that we always follow the rayv. And therefore, and most of the people who sell meat are not kosher, osur. But if most of the meat that's found in this location are Yisrael, the meat is kosher. The halacha is that it's mutter. You have an akum that comes with a piece of meat. And we don't know from whom he purchased that piece of meat. Im ha-yumaychri ha-bas Yisrael mutter. If most of the people who sell meat in this location are kosher, we may eat the meat. Ze din Torah. That's the halacha midaraisa. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'kva osru chachomim kol basra nimtza, Chazal said that any meat that's found, whether it's found in the street, it's found in the hands of an akum. Even though it's a location where all the people who sell meat, all the people who slaughter meat, are Yisrael, it's kosher. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. You know you bought kosher meat. V'niach bebeisoy. But you left that meat at home, and then that meat was not under your supervision the entire time. The halacha is that the meat is osur because it's basar shenis alim min ha'ayim. On the other hand, the Daki Tshuva quotes the Knesset Hagdailah, and this is very much connected to what we discussed in our previous year, that since, as we learned, this whole question, Basar Shenis Sa'alim Min Ha'ayim certainly is only Asur Midrabbanan. Furthermore, the entire question, if Basar Shenis Sa'alim Min Ha'ayim is Asur or not, as we learned, is Machloikus Rav and Levi, a Machloikus Rishonim, who we paskin like. So even though the Shulchan Aruch is paskining like the Rishonim, that basar shenis sa'alim min ha'ayim is asur, we shouldn't be machmer more than what the Shulchan Aruch says. When can we eat the meat, even though it wasn't under our supervision the entire time? Says the Shulchan Aruch, unless he has a simen to prove that that's the meat that's his, Or he could recognize that that is indeed the meat that's his. From a kire vaday, the Gemara and that tzaddik vav, that he can know for sure shuzeh, that this is the meat that was his and it's not another person's meat. Oishay tzarav v'chasim. Tzarav v'chasim means that it was seal, that it has a seal and tied together. The Paiskim discuss if you have to have tzarav v'chasim, was it enough tzar that it's wrapped, even though it's not sealed? And the Paiskim say that as long as it's in a situation where it's unlikely, impossible, that a bird should be able to take it out from this wrapping and replace it, or we don't have to be choshish that it, that again, if the only thing we have to be choshish for is a bird, we have to be choshish for people, then obviously it has to have a much tighter simen. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Talikli moli chetichas basar. If somebody hung a piece of meat, a keli full of meat, v'nishbar a keli, and the keli broke, v'nafal chetichas laritz, uba matzah chetichas. So now he has all the meat out of its packaging. V'elaban lo simen, and doesn't have a simen in the meat. V'lo tfias ayin, hareza asar. Then you may not eat that meat. She'eshleima oisa basar shayim b'kli, we need to be concerned that the original kosher meat was taken away. And this is different meat. But if the meat is in a place where the bird has no access to it, that the bird cannot possibly come take it and replace it, mutter. As we discussed in the previous year also, there were shayim that say that if the basar was in the original, the same identical original place where it was originally, we need not be concerned about basar shnes alam meramayim. And it says the Ramah, v'aminig, and the minig indeed is lahakal kusvar achroida, that if the meat was found exactly the way you left it, we need not be concerned. V'afilim hayu b'yad nochrim. So now the Ramah comes up with a new concern. He says, we're not worried about birds. We're worried about people. What happens if you need to be concerned that somebody came and took your meat and replaced it with non-kosher meat? So if all the meat in that location is kosher, then we could be makel, basa kosher. And therefore, the Taki Tshuva quotes the Paiskim that you need to be know that the meat that you have at home is properly sealed. If you have non-Jewish people, and that a question that he discusses is, let's say the price, the quality of the meat that's kosher and non-kosher is identical. So we live in a place where we don't need to be concerned that birds switch the meat, but we maybe need to be concerned that a non-Jewish person who was left there might have switched the meat. But we presumably only need to be concerned if he has something to gain. Let's say he has nothing to gain. What's he going to gain from switching the meat? This meat and that meat is identical. So what's he going to gain? So he quotes a Sefer Shulchan Gevoya. This is in the Darki Tshuva Sif Kot Nun. That sometimes, out of hatred to Jews, they will just switch the meat, even though there's no gain from it. And in such a situation, we need to be concerned that they might have switched the meat. And in fact, Darach HaShulchan makes another point. He says, even if you live in a place, we keep on saying in our Shiurim that Levi, even Levi, was only lenient in a place where all the meat is kosher. He says, we, as is known, is the minig that we don't eat the back half of the animal, because that's where you have the granosha, that's where you have chel of the raisa, and therefore there's no such a thing that all the meat is kosher. And since we don't have all the meat that's kosher, even Levi would not be lenient, unless you have individuals that could clearly tell if it's the front half or the back half of the meat. And therefore, if you have, if you leave the meat that's in your home, and as we said at the beginning of the year, it's not just meat, wine, or any food where you could be choshish that they switch it, the food is not kosher. So if the Yisroel is yotze v'nichnas, so there's a mirsis that will prevent the guy from switching it. And doesn't mean that you have to come in very frequently. As long as you could come in at any moment, because the guy doesn't know when you're going to show up, and you could show up at any minute, so then that is the heter abosin shemis alam and ayin. But let's say this akum is aware that you will not be home for a while, you went to work, so we need to be concerned that the guy, if he has any benefit, will switch the meat. Again, if there is no benefit, and there's a question, as we just learned a moment ago, what does benefit mean? If he has no benefit, because he knows that you have a piece of meat in the freezer, so he's going to switch the meat, he's going to have to put another piece of meat there. And if the other piece of meat is equivalent and he doesn't gain anything, so why would we be chosh unless we think he just wants to do it because he wants to just make tzaris? Not all places can say that that's a consideration. Unless you have a situation like we just described, that you make mirsis, or the meat is left properly sealed, then we don't have to be concerned. And again, how come we don't need to be concerned that maybe the akum will take the non-kosher meat, switch the meat, take the non-kosher meat, and put on a seal with your name or whatever, with the Hechsher's name? So Rabbi Yoshua told me that we don't have to be more religious than Chazal. And Chazal said that a chsima is good, a seal is good, and we can rely on what Chazal said it. This halacha also applies. Let's say you have this akum in the house and you take a nap. That's still considered a situation where the akum doesn't know exactly for sure when you're going to get up. And since he doesn't know exactly for sure when you're going to get up, you don't have a problem of bosesh and asalam and ayin.